B7LPW. To get in touch with Len, call 241-1510 or 1-800-293-5366. That's 1-800-293-KFNN. Ham Radio and More is brought to you by Antennas West, Wallpaper World, and Portofino Ristorante. Now, here's the host of Ham Radio and More, Len Winkler.
CQ, 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 Arizona. Welcome to Ham Radio and More. I'm your host, Len Winkler, KB7LPW, and today's show is sponsored again by Wallpaper World, Antennas West, Ken Nichols of Linda Brock Auto Mall, and Portofino Restaurante. Bear with me as I have 102 fever today, so I'm doing this a little under the weather. My guest today will be Linda Reeder, N7HVF, and we'll discuss her interest in amateur radio and how they relate to Handy Ham, as she is a member of the Handy Ham program. So stay tuned for Linda. Our phone number is 241-1510, 241-1510, or in DX land, we'll pay for the call, 1-800-293-KFNN. Give us a call with some club upcoming activities or buy and sell radio gear. We want your input. Those of you listening that have not yet sent in to me your QSL cards or a postcard, please do it. Send them to KFNN Radio, 4800 North Central, 4800 North Central, Phoenix, Arizona, 85012. And again, I'll send back to you a KFNN KB7LPW QSL card and enter your card into our prize drawing. Also, if you have a particular interest in amateur radio that I haven't covered on this show, drop me a line and we can cover it and do a show on that topic. Remember to attend the Arizona Amateur Radio Club meeting this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at the Red Cross Building, 16th Street and Flower Road. And also tomorrow night is the West Valley Amateur Radio Club meeting. And let's see. They're going to be, it's at the St. Clement Social Hall, and Frank Smith, AA7FM, and Jack Reed, WA7LNW, will present a fantastic video on Radio Team Finland. I've seen this, and it's a Curaçao de-expedition, and if you have not seen this video, it is a video you should absolutely make sure you get there to see, because it is fantastic. October 15th will be the next Superstition Amateur Radio Club meeting, and I hear their program for this month is absolutely outstanding. And don't you dare forget about this upcoming weekend. Again, the ARRL Southwest Division Convention takes place at the Safari Resort in Scottsdale this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a major event. I encourage everybody to attend. The Education Forum will be on Friday, the Youth Forum on Saturday, and so many other special activities and seminars are planned that this is the event to attend for 1991. Antennas to Mars, to RFI problems, to tea hunting, to zoning restrictions, to a special secret ARRL Amateur Radio Society initiation will be featured, as well as tours of Senator Goldwater's ham shack and much more. So be there. And we still need more help. So volunteer some time. Give Paul Fennell a call at 998-7024, 998-7024. Or Walt, you can call Walt at 947-0338, 947-0338. We still need more people to help, so volunteer some time to work. And they still need a few more VEs for testing on Saturday. If you're a VE, call Larry Cook at 986-2298 to sign up for that. We need everybody to attend the show to show the strength of interest in amateur radio in Arizona. Also, Friday night, the Central Arizona DX Association will have a special dinner party to introduce Piseth Keough, XU1SS. A major book and Reader Digest article will be done on him in the near future. The cost is only $10 per person, and you can call Jack Reed, WA7LNW, for information and reservations. His number is 978-978-2027, 978-2027. And finally, October 27th, this show will be live starting at 1 p.m. from the Arizona State Fair and going for a full 2 hours till 3 p.m. My guest will be Al Gross, W8 PAL, he'll have the original Dick Tracy wristwatch radio, the first beeper, the first walkie-talkies, and much more. I invite all of you to come on down to the State Fair, participate, be part of the show. We'll give away a few prizes, and we're hoping to have a small amateur station set up to show fairgoers a little of what amateur radio is all about, so maybe we can have a ham awareness day at the fair to a small extent. That's 1 p.m. at the Arizona State Fair on October 27th. Now is the time to remind you that Jim Stevens will be presenting a seminar on antennas at the Southwestern Convention. Jim will address what is new in HF antennas and DXing. Jim is the president of Antennas West, manufacturers and distributors of super antennas at super low prices. His seminar was so packed at the Tuthill Ham Fest that he had to put on a second seminar later in the afternoon. So make plans to attend his seminar. Antennas West is also the source for the famous ever-popular Tiger's Tail. And you all know that the Tiger's Tail is the perfect accessory for your HT. It fits very nicely on the antenna mount and actually increases your transmit and receive by anywhere from 2 to 4 dB or more, and it's very, very inexpensively priced. You can actually use low power and get the similar results as you would with if you had high power with no Tiger's Tail. So you save your battery with a Tiger's Tail. And with a Tiger's Tail in high power, you're sure to hit the repeater more effectively. It's less than $8 and worth every penny. So order one or more today from Antennas West, 1-800-926-7373. That's 1-800-926-7373. And tell Jim you heard about him on Ham Radio and More and get an extra discount. And don't forget to see him at the convention and say hi. He's a super guy. I also have a letter that was sent to me from the Cochise Amateur Radio Association and Rick Breitweiser and he N7LEE. They're going to hold their annual Ham Radio Computer Swap Fest on November the 2nd, and it will be from 0800 till dusk at Green Acres. It's located 9 miles east of Sierra Vista, 2 miles south of Highway 90 on Munson Road, and their talk-in frequencies are 146-1676. Free admission and parking, handicap facilities are available. Testing for all amateur radio class licenses will be available on a walk-in basis. There will be a $3 charge for tailgating. Computer buffs are welcome. Famous junk sale will be going on. For information, you can give Rick a call at 459-1039, and we'll mention that again, but as time goes on. But it's November 2nd, so circle it on your calendar. And now to Linda Reeder. Linda, you online with us?
Yes.
Okay. Linda is, her call is N7HVF, and she's an extra class ham, and she lives in Salt Lake City, Utah. Linda graduated from college with a degree in communications. She has been blind since birth and is a member of Handy Hams. Linda had her own radio show for about 8 years and even interviewed, was it Ray Charles?
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder. Okay, right. Well, I knew it was one of them. And she presently works at the City County Health Department in Salt Lake City as the switchboard operator. And I guess to sum up, Linda, her call being N7H. VF, Linda says, it stands for High Voltage Female. So, welcome, Linda, to Ham Radio and More in Phoenix, Arizona.
Thank you. I'm really glad to be here with you.
Okay, and I know I've just read a brief biography, but tell us a little more about your past before you became an amateur radio operator, before you went out and passed the test, and we'll, of course, discuss how you did that and everything, but...
I was working at the time at, I had my full-time job at the health department, but I was also working at KSL Radio part-time. I would screen the calls for the Bob Lee magazine and Public Pulse and all the sports programs, Cougar Call-In, when BYU down in Provo, we would always have Cougar Call-In after a BYU game. And so I used to screen the calls for that program.
Uh-huh.
It was the engineers at KSL that got me into ham radio. In fact, Randy Finch was trying to talk me into it. And at first I didn't think that much of it, because I kept thinking about CB radio and how unimpressed I was. I had a friend that had it, and I just thought it was a bunch of noise and the dirty things that were said over the radio. I just thought, I don't want to do that. And he explained to me that you have to follow rules and regs, and that you could get fined if you did things like CBers do. And one night he gave me a ride home from work, and he was talking to one of his ham friends up in the Bountiful area, and I was amazed at how good quality it was, and there wasn't all that static that you heard on the CB radio, and I thought, wow. And so he got me interested in, I thought, okay, and a bunch of the new engineers that had joined KSL, he got them into it, so they came in the record library one day and said, Linda, we're going to start studying, and we'd like you to work with us, and we'll help you. And so that's how I kind of got started into getting into ham radio.
And from that moment to when you first passed your novice exam was about how long?
Well, I started in 1985. I decided since I was working two jobs, it would be kind of hard for me to go to one of those evening classes that they usually have. So somebody told me about a correspondence course at the Hadley School for the Blind. So I would study that at work at my full-time job during in between phone calls. And
of course, during the breaks.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
And then I took my first test. Randy Finch gave it to me, who's the chief engineer. Well, he's the assistant chief engineer. John Donnell's the chief engineer at KSL. And he gave me the first time I took it, I passed the code, believe it or not, and I blew the theory. And part of that problem was that, and I don't mean to put down the Hadley School, but they're kind of not weren't up to date on some changes that had been made. So I screwed up on some of the questions.
Uh-huh.
So, and back then, you had to wait 30 days. It's not like it is now. See, if it would have been like now, I wouldn't have had to do the code again. But back then, you had to wait 30 days and do the whole mess over again, including the code.
Oh, you couldn't? You couldn't just pass one of them?
Nope, not like you can now. No, you had to suffer the whole ball of wax all over again.
Uh-huh.
So in October, I passed my novice, and then in December, I passed my technician. Now, the way he did this, as on the novice back then, they would let one person give you the test. Now they won't. You have to have two or three people there, just like you do on the regular. So anyway, when we did the technician, Randy Finch would read me the question, and Gordon Smith would write down my answers, and then they had another person sitting there just witnessing the whole thing to make sure we didn't cheat. No. And
how could you cheat?
Well, they always have to, you know, how the FCC is.
Yes, okay.
So they would ask me the questions, and Gordon would write down my answers, and that's how I did it orally. When studying, I wanted to get the pool questions in Braille, so one of my friends that worked at the blind center said, well, I'll talk my secretary in Brailling up the pool questions for you. And he borrowed Randy Lawrence's book, and they did that, and so I could study the pool questions that way. And that's how I did the technician. Back then, the technician and general theory was all in one. So I was asked 50 questions, and I was shocked that I only missed two questions out of the whole test. So then I just had to worry about learning the code if I wanted to get my general, which came later.
Okay, and you got you upgraded in about to a general about how long after that?
Well, I had some disasters come along the way, so I did not get my general until 88. '86 I got really busy. I was excited about interviewing Stevie Wonder, and somehow I was having fun on 2 meters, and I thought, I don't really want to upgrade. Because it just sounded like you had to live permanently where you're going to live and where I'm renting. And Randy goes, oh, we can come around that, you know. And So finally in 87, I was starting to try again, and then I went on a river trip with some friends, and on the way home I had this aneurysm, and I almost died. And so I had to teach myself the code over again, and I was very upset. And it was Sister Alverna at the Courage Center in Minnesota, because, see, Francis Boyer, one of my ham friends here who is now dead, he's the one that told me about Handy Hams back in 86 when I was brailing up the pool questions for the advanced. A friend was helping me do it, and he thought, golly, that's a lot of work. Why don't I give you Handy Hams? Maybe they already have that in Braille, but they didn't. So.
Right, but you have changed that, right? Didn't
right.
you?
Right. Uh-huh. Now it is available because Maureen has a Braille printer, and she can do that for anybody that wants the pool questions in Braille now. Now that is available. And so that's how I met. Sister Alverna was bugging me for a long time to come to the camp, and when I called her and was really discouraged because I kept flunking the test to get my general, she said, Linda, come to the camp in Minnesota that we're going to have in September. And she said, if you come, I'll guarantee you, you will leave here with an upgrade. And as scared as I was, I went, because it was exactly a year from when my disaster happened, and I didn't want to, I was scared that I would end up in a Minnesota hospital or some weird thing. And my mom said that I had to go on with my life, and I couldn't live in fear, and so my parents talked me into going, and I was really scared, but it was the best thing I did all year, and mm-hmm. I passed the general. And what Dave Rutledge, who was one of the instructors there, told me, he says, what I want you to do with this code is you just yell out the letters, and you'll have a reader with you. You'll yell out the letters as they come out of the tape. When the tape's over, your reader will read back what you said, and then you piece the puzzle together. And that's how I did the general.
Okay. Well, whichever way works, right?
Right. It was hard, but I did it, and they gave us several tries. They had a lot of tapes. And it was funny because I went in there at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. They gave us 5 tries on the code. I tried the advanced, and I must the advanced. And so they said, are you sure you want to try this one more time? And I said, yes. So I tried the code at the very last one, and I got it. And in fact, I was so tired, they came up and said, you passed. I just sat there.
And then you had to go back to get your extra.
Well, yeah. 2 weeks later, I came home and got my advanced ticket. From being in Wayne Keeney's class and from brailing up the silly pool question of the advanced, but the advanced is the hardest theory of all, in all the theory you'll do, and I took that test 4 times before I finally got it. But 2 weeks later after the camp, I came home and finally passed off that horrible advanced.
Can you tell me, like, what... how you went about learning, or what difficulties you had that most of us don't even think about when we study for the test?
The worst thing is the schematics. I mean, to a blind person, the schematics mean nothing.
Right.
I mean, we've never seen drawings in our whole life. I mean, to us, it's just like the moon probably means nothing to you. I mean, you don't know what it's really like up there. And, you know, I mean...
Unless I talk to Mr. Armstrong.
Yeah. You know, and schematics, they were just nothing to me. They didn't mean anything. I mean, how could I relate to something that I would never use again? I mean, if something goes wrong with my equipment, I call on one of my friend engineers, you know.
Uh-huh.
But when I went to Handy Hams, they have really, Dave Justice, he does the extra class, and he has made out of cardboard and wire the anodes and the AND gates and the OR gates and all the silly stuff you have to learn on when you take your extra. He had them all with wire and cardboard and the different shapes that an OR gate is and an AND gate. And he let us touch them, and he brought in all these different antennas and had us feel the different types of antennas there are. And then this kind of brought it, when you were taking the test, you could say, oh, yeah, Dr. Dave showed us that one.
Uh-huh.
And so Handy Hams had a really unique way of teaching disabled people.
Well, let's explain exactly what is Handy Hams, because there are probably people out there who are not familiar with Handy Hams at all. So why don't you tell us what Handy Hams is?
Okay, Handy Hams is a nonprofit organization. It started back in 1967. It was started by, well, the guy's dead now, and I can't think of his name just because I need to know it right now.
figures.
Anyway, he started it, and he got the Catholic sisters, the nuns, involved in helping get it all started. So it was the Catholic nuns and this guy that got together, and they started. They thought it would be good for disabled people because a lot of people that were maybe hurt in the wars and that were disabled, this was their way of getting out, and they could travel the world without having to leave their home. They could talk with people in England. They could talk with people far away and learn things and have something to look forward to and something to give their life meaning again now that they're disabled, confined to a wheelchair or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started it, and it has grown through the years. And what, so they have a camp. They have one in September, and they have one in January. The one in September is held in Minnesota up at the camp called Courage North. It's up north. It's in the northern part of Minnesota where the camp is. And it's not far from Bemidji, Minnesota.
Bemidji?
And Bemidji.
Okay.
and that's where the camp is. And what they do is they have certified instructors come and they teach. And they start with wherever you are. They have a novice, technician, general, advanced, extra, wherever, you know, mm-hmm. for people. And what you do is they encourage you to study before you come to camp, because you can't expect to learn all this in 1 week and pass when the BEs come on Saturday. No way is that going to happen.
So the camp lasts for a period of 1 week at a time.
Yes, uh-huh. And what you do, you go there Sunday night, you get acquainted with everybody. On Monday after you eat breakfast, you go to your class, and then you work from 9 until noon, then you go eat lunch. Then they have recreation time, and you can do all, like, we rode a pontoon boat on Lake George, and while we were sailing on Lake George, we were talking to England on the low-band rig as we were sailing.
That's neat.
Yeah, and so they do things like going to Itasca State Park, where the Mississippi River begins. So they have all kinds of activities. Then at 3 o'clock, you're back in class again. From 3 until dinner time, you eat dinner, and then you're back in class again. And so they really work with you. They have a code instructor that works with individuals on an individual basis 3 times a day for 1 solid half hour, and drilling you on that code, and really try. And he tells you not to mess with the code except for your class period time. That way you won't get burned out on it. And he really works with you and tries to help you and make sure that you're ready for when the BEs come on Saturday morning.
About how many people attend one of these camps?
At the most, we usually have about 30 people at the most. I think that's the most that they've ever had. I think the smallest group was a couple of years ago in Malibu, California, when there was only about 10 of us.
And it's mainly by word of mouth that people find out about it.
Yeah, mainly word of mouth. There is a publication out called Handy Ham World that they send out to people on a quarterly basis. Anybody can be a member of Handy Ham. They do not have to have a disability. If they want to help teach, or if they just want to be a member and donate equipment or anything, anybody can be a member. You don't have to be disabled. And so they have a publication that goes out, and that's how they do that. It is basically word of mouth, and they find out who needs the help, and I'm sure that they've done a lot of scouting around to find people that need the help.
Okay, you have a trivia question that I think we can put out now, and we can give some free 100 QSL cards from Antennas West to the person that has the answer. Our phone number is 241-1510, 241-1510, or 1-800-293-KFNN, 1-800-293-KFNN. And Linda, why don't you give us a trivia question?
Okay. Bruce Humphreys has been the director of Handy Ham for at least 20 years. Recently, he was offered a job that he couldn't turn down, and it's something that he's wanted to do. Who is the new person that took over Bruce Humphreys' job as director over Handy Ham? And he's just taken the place in May. It's been on Radio Newsline. Those of you that listen to Radio Newsline, by the way, I record that every week for our UARC amateur information net that we have on every Sunday night on the 6-2 repeater.
Uh-huh.
So I do know that it was on. In fact, I kept that one tape with it on.
Okay.
So if
anybody has the answer, again, we'll take calls at 241-1510 or 1-800-293-KFNN for the person that is now the president of Handy Hams.
By the way, the name of that gentleman is Ned Carman. It just came to my mind.
Ned Carman.
Yeah, he's the one that started. He deserves all the credit for getting this going. It was his baby, and he really worked hard on it. So I'm glad I remembered his name.
Okay, well, I got to take a minute out to give a little promotion here. Wallpaper World is the only manufacturer of custom mini blinds, custom vertical blinds, custom pleated shades, and custom wood shutters that manufactures here in Phoenix and sells directly to the public. That's correct. Wallpaper World is the only one. Others may say it, but it's not true. Only Wallpaper World actually produces it here. Chic blinds are manufactured here in Phoenix and sold with no middleman direct to you. And their quality is second to none, with the lowest prices on the best quality you can get anywhere. You owe it to yourself to check them out before you buy anywhere else. Wallpaper World measures and installs, and with a small minimum purchase, they measure and install absolutely free. Plus, the prices are unbelievable. You can buy about a 78 by 84 custom-made curved vinyl, not some of this flat, chintzy stuff, curved, beautiful vinyl for as low as $67 for an entire 78 by 84, and again, have it installed free. And that's not all at Wallpaper World. They also distribute beautiful duet shades, M&B Woods blinds, Levalure, Bailey, Kirsch, and Hunter Douglas products, and all at deep discounts every day. Right now, you can buy duets and wood blinds at 50% off the list, plus an extra 25% off of that. And Bailey custom mini blinds are available at 78% off the list price. Chic custom mini blinds are as low as $9.95, and they're custom made. And Chic custom vertical blinds are available as low as 68 cents per inch. 68 cents. I know others claim a dollar. Wallpaper World has as low as 68 cents. And if you need the blinds quick, Wallpaper World can do it for you the same day or within 24 hours. Some restrictions do apply. But that's Wallpaper World with 6 locations in the Valley. You can call 272-4788, 272-4788 for the location nearest you. Wallpaper World makes selecting custom window coverings an enjoyable experience. And let's see, we have a caller online that would like to talk to you, Linda.
Okay.
Dottie, welcome to Ham Radio and More.
Yeah, feedback. It's Lynn, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, hi, Lynn. This is Dottie.
Kilo, how you doing?
Kilo 7 Echo Sierra Alpha. And I'm very active with the handicapped hams here in Phoenix, and we provide 2-meter equipment and 220 for some of the novices. And I understand, I've been with Handy Hams and Courage Center and so forth up in Minnesota for quite a while, and I understand that the hams have to pay for their equipment now. Also, they have to pay to go to the school or the camp. That's why they don't have as many as they would otherwise. I am having a raffle here in Phoenix that was donated by Ham Radio Outlet and Lou Grubb, our local Chevrolet dealer. And right now I'm going into business with hats and personalized cups and so forth. And this money will go to our handicapped ham group here in Phoenix. I want anybody in Phoenix that's listening to know that it's 944-8357. And we have an explorer post, a 599 group that does a lot of the instructing. And I think it's wonderful that you're working for Handy Hams. But how about their having to pay for their equipment?
Well, they let them do it on a time. It's not like when you go to the ham stores and you have to pay it right away. They'll work with these people. And they try to help them, and they get the cheaper type of radios that they can use the QS wire on instead of getting the voice synthesizer like I have on my Kenwood 440. There's what they call as a QS wire. It's like a telephone, and you dial in the frequency you want, and bam, you're there. And it'll even change to, like, if you're on 40 meters, it'll, and you dial a 20-meter band number, you, bam, you're on 20 meters. So they try to work with them. They realize that a lot of people can't afford them. And it's hard for them, too, because if they had more money, I'm sure that it wouldn't, they wouldn't have to charge. But they have to have, if more and more people donate to Handy Hams, then the more money they'll have, and maybe they can not have to do that anymore. But
well, let me ask one question. Linda, how much does it cost to go to camp?
Well, it's really not that bad. You pay $110, and that's for your room and board for a whole week. And then you have to pay for your own airline ticket and that. But so that's not, I don't think that's bad at all to spend $110 for a whole week, and you have fantastic food. Oh, the food is delicious.
Go ahead, Dottie.
Yeah, but there's people in Arkansas, a family I know of, that can't even afford to buy groceries, for crying out loud, let alone pay for their equipment or pay for a camp or an airline's ticket. I think Handy Hams has branched out into helping the people with strokes and things like that, that they've forgotten about Handy Hams in that respect. I'm thoroughly, you know, upset in that respect. But
well, they can't. I mean, I'm sure they would if things were different, but I'm sure they're the more money they get, and I know that they don't want it to be that way, but times are tough, and they just don't have the money to do what they would like to do. You
well,
know?
Linda, does Handy Ham have any raffles or any type of a of something set up to get money in?
I don't know if they've had any raffles or not. I just know that they go to all the ham conventions and let everybody know about Handy Ham. Handy Hams. In fact, I went, Sister Alverna invited me to go with her this year to the ARRL annual convention, which was in Saginaw, Michigan, and I even helped man the booth. So they do travel to the different conventions to let people know they have booths and let them know that they are there. And that's one of the things that they do, you know, that they do travel around to let the word out.
Well, Dottie, I think that your concern is definitely a valid one. I think that if you look at all sides, though, I think that they're doing the best they can with what they have. I mean, they can always do better.
Well, if you look, you know, they'll give a list of people that donated equipment and so forth. But anyhow, I think if each state would take it on themselves, they'd accomplish, you know, right down to it. Because like I say, Handy Hams only believes in low bands, and so that's why 2 meters and UHF, VHF, they don't even donate equipment for that. But I will say I'm glad that Linda talked about it, because I have found out. I'll contact his sister and see about the Braille, because I have a young man now that passed his novice in tech. I have a 220 rig waiting for him.
About that. When you call Maureen, because she's the one that has the Braille printer.
Yeah, well, I will. And I know Maureen. I've known her. I've been a ham since 58. So, and I've been here in Phoenix since 63. But lots of luck to you, Linda. And I hope that, you know, everything goes great for you. And are you in the VE program?
I was thinking about it. I in fact, somebody gave me the address. I just haven't gotten around doing it, but I did get to teach for the first time this year. I was asked to help teach when we at Malibu. My friend Bruce Johnston from Oakdale, California, and I were asked if we would do it, and so I was excited because I got my extra in September of last year. So I was excited, and I did help teach a novice class to a gentleman from Arizona, as a matter of fact.
Huh.
And so it's been fun, and I have assisted in. I had to be a witness while they were giving a test here in Salt Lake when we were teaching a class here for disabled people. So I have had the experience of teaching, and I will probably be teaching again this January in Malibu, at the Malibu camp.
Well, Linda, Dottie, I can tell you, because I know Dottie, she spends a lot of her own time and volunteers and definitely helps handicapped people here. And like she was saying, she's getting more, she's doing raffles now to get people, to get money for them. Is that right, Dottie?
Yeah, that's right. And the drawing is Christmas Party Scottsdale, so I've got that much time. And Lynn, I'm scared to death. We've got our Scottsdale ARRL convention.
Yes.
And I've got a pickup truck, an El Camino, thank heavens. It's full of hats, caps. Got a girlfriend that's going to do personalized cups and personalized ladies' badges with diamonds and rubies on them. And so I'll be in booth 47 there in Scottsdale. Look me up and wish me luck at least.
Okay, well, we will, and I encourage...
Hey, ask her if she wants to answer the trivia question.
Okay.
I can't, because I read in the latest that Bruce Humphreys wasn't there anymore, but I didn't. I glanced over his replacement. I'd sure like to, because... And Linda, I want your call. I want to send you a QSL card. And it's rather silly with an old prospector on it.
And her call is N7HVF for the high voltage female.
I like that. Of course, mine is Kilo 7, extra stupid amateur.
No, that's not you. I appreciate your calling.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, Daddy?
Linda, good luck, and it was great having you on.
Well, thank you.
I'll see you over the weekend.
Absolutely. I'll be there.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, Jim, how are you doing?
Oh, fine, Len. Good good to hear you again, just listening to the program here. And I do want to advance for the idea that the Handy Hams have a videotape, if somebody wanted for a club program.
Oh, yeah, I'm on that video. It's called Courage in the North, the one that I'm on. They have two videos, one making contacts, making friends, but they're going to change that one because it needs to be updated. But I'm on the Courage in the North, and the Courage in the North video is only 11 minutes long, and that's the one I'm on. They did it just last September, and they show people riding on the pontoon boat. They show, we even got a chance to talk to W1AW. They show us doing that. And they show the instructors teaching a class, and it's a really neat video, and it's called Courage in the North, that they can get from Handy Hams if they want to show it at their... And I'm excited because I'm in it.
Do you have a big part in it?
Yes, I talk in it. I talk about Dave Justice, as who has all that neat stuff that he makes to help teach you about antennas and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
Dave Justice got a big... thing from me,
Jim, do you have a copy of the video, Jim?
Not the new one. No, I have the old one.
Yeah, the new one's really neat. They have it right at the camp.
And well,
it starts out with us eating at the, and they made us sing that song you sing on blessing the food that some people sing. I swear we had to do that 3 times before they thought it was good enough.
Well, Jim, are you a member of Handy Ham, Jim?
Oh, yes, I am. In fact, Linda was saying about the Braille. Also announced that they have all their programs are on tape, available on tape for their advanced...
True. They do have that, but I would much rather study in Braille because it's so hard when you want to find something. Say, like, well, that section on antennas, I need to study that more. You know, you have to sit there and fast forward forever on a book. You can just put a marker in the place that you want, or it's just easy. I've always been a promoter of Braille reading.
Maybe.
I mean, it's nice if that's the only way we can get it, but I've always been a fighter for if we can get it in Braille, let's do it.
Well, it's all right.
We are the only state. The state of Utah is the only place that gets their radio news line in Braille. We get our Microvolt, the UARC, Utah Amateur Radio Club. We are the only place. Denver has theirs on.
Wait a minute,
state.
Linda. How come you're the only one that does? Jim, how can we get involved?
I don't know. That's a new one on me. I didn't
know
it.
You need to get a Braille printer and a Braille computer, and the NFB has it, and they do it for us as long as we send it the disc. They wouldn't do it for us if we didn't have it on a disc. But the guy that puts the Microvolt together has it on disc, and so they do it for us each month. And we are the only state in the United States that has the Ham Radio Club newsletter in Braille.
And we're the only state in the United States that has a live radio show every Sunday. No, I just had to bring that up.
Jim, can you answer the question? Who's the new director of Handy Ham?
No, I can't. I went in, I was out in the shed where my radio is, and I went in the house to get the newsletter. I got the wrong newsletter.
Oh, because we still don't have
a winner yet. Come on, somebody ought to know.
I'll have to go back in and check my newsletters. I've got them stacked up in there, and I just grabbed the wrong one.
It's in the June one that you got in in June.
Okay.
It should be in that one.
I've got the one just before that. I looked at it, and I said, well, it's new direction and so forth.
Because the one in January just tells you that Bruce will be leaving. They didn't have the director picked out then.
Okay,
in June, or the next issue has it in.
The thing of it is, I can see, but I can't see to read.
Oh.
In fact, when I can stand in front of a mirror to shave, I can't see my face.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's fun.
That's unique, isn't it?
But, I do by feel, and I do pretty fair at it. But I do have fun with it. My radio, when I bought one, or I had it picked out, I got a 747 by Yaesu with that a pretty large readout, a digital readout, black on an orange screen, which made it fairly easy for me. And I still use a magnifying glass to read it, but it's something I can read, and that's the way I run it.
Well, they do have voice synthesizers. Well, not for the handhelds, they don't, but they do for the... I have a home base unit here it's a Kenwood 2550, and it has a voice synthesizer in it that I use for mine.
Okay, well, I got to take care of a little more business, so Jim, anything else?
No, I just was glad to hear in there, and like I say, I have the tapes out here right now for the advanced class I'm listening to.
Well, yeah, they have tapes. I like Gordon West tapes, too, because he makes the theory come alive.
But
when I was studying for my extra, I got the Gordon West. He's a riot.
I'll have to try that. My grandson, who picked up his general ticket about 6 years ago, he's now, I think, about 16 or 17, got his ticket out of Gordon West. And at the time, he was the youngest ham at the California Convention. He was 9 years old with a general ticket, so...
Yeah, now they've got a 5-year-old.
Yeah, I know. They keep getting
younger,
and I keep getting older.
In the southern part of California.
I hear there's going to be a baby born in a couple weeks that's going to have their general class ticket when he arrives.
Oh, I don't know how that
is. Okay, Jim.
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and check that other. Maybe I'll call you back and get those QSL cards.
We have 100 QSL cards available to whoever knows the answer, and our number is 241-1510 or 1-800-293-KFNN, and we'll talk to you later, Jim.
Okay, then. Matt.
Thank you.
Matt,
bye-bye. Okay, 228-2336. 228-2336. 228-2336. That's the direct number to Tremendous Savings. 228-2336 is the only number to call when you want to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle. It's true. I know it. Satisfied customers all through the country know it. And now is the time for you to prove it to yourself. When you call 228-2336, you'll get Ken Nichols, WA7HXV, the fleet manager for Linda Brock Auto Mall at 6601 East McDowell Road in Scottsdale. Ken will be most pleased to help you in getting the vehicle of your choice at the price you want to pay. The 92s are in, and they look great. So whether you want a BMW, an Oldsmobile, a Volkswagen, a Dodge, a Cadillac, a Ford, how about a Jaguar, or what have you, Ken will get it for you at the right price, the lowest price anywhere, with no hassles, no closing room tactics, just good old-fashioned service and the bottom line price first. And Ken can help you on your pre-owned vehicles if you want to buy one, trucks, vans, leasing, financing, and trade-ins. Really, I tell you straight, you will save big money when you deal with Ken Nichols. Prove it to yourself today, as so many others have done. Call Ken and tell him Ham Radio and More sent you for a free Linda Brock cap. Also, take a free test drive in a brand new 92 Olds 88. The 88 is really a super looking vehicle. And see for yourself how super the 88 price will be when you buy it from Ken Nichols. And with Ken, you can afford one now. So don't delay. Call Ken today. 228-2336. Again, that's 228-2336. Fleet prices direct to you. Don't make a mistake by saying, I should have called Ken and buy elsewhere. Give Ken a call. 228-2336. And we see, I told you, Linda, that was going to be a tough question.
Well, I thought it might be, but I didn't know what to... I thought, well, what else could I ask him as a trivia question?
Well, we'll see if somebody can get the answer. We've still got about 12, 13 minutes. Again, and our number is 241-1510 or 1-800-293-KFNN. I know everybody needs QSL cards, so...
Right.
Hopefully someone will call with the answer. I'm just curious, why do you call yourself the high-voltage female?
Well, I think it was the ham people here in Salt Lake who gave it to me because they said I was always on the go. Because when I first got my technician license, I was working two jobs, and I was the host and the producer of the Handy Capables on KRCL, which is a non-commercial community radio station. So they always said, I don't know how anybody can keep up with you because you're always on the go. So that's why they called me the high-voltage female.
Okay. And what are some of the best experiences that you've had in amateur radio?
I think some of the funnest times, well, of course, is the Handy Ham camps. They are just wonderful, and I've had so much fun going to the camp, and I really like it, and doing things like that. But also being able to help people in need, and it really made me feel good. A year ago, a gentleman was stranded in the canyons, and he needed someone to call his car thing that comes and gets you when you're in trouble.
Okay, a tow truck or something.
Yeah, so I did that for him, and I just remember he came in and he brought me this candy and thanked me and was just so happy because I helped him. Doing things like that for others really makes ham radio. That's really what ham radio is all about, is to be able to help others in need when they need it.
That is what ham radio is all about.
Right.
Public service and helping others. I mean, with Mars and so many other programs, that's what amateur radio is all about. It's great to get children involved also.
Yes, it really is, and that's one of the things that really makes it all worthwhile. And I've just made so many neat friends and doing this ham radio and getting on the low band rigs and just talking with people. It's just been a lot of fun.
How many QSL cards do you have?
Well, I have a few. I have a box full. I don't know how many in them. Because I'm not really the DXer person. I'd rather get on and rag chew and talk with people and just get to know them. And I'm not really a DXer, but I do have quite a few QSL cards that I've received since about 87 is when I was still a technician and I was struggling and I bought my Kenwood 440S. I started talking on 10 meters and I've got some QSL cards from the contacts that I made there. And then when I got on Cadiddlehopper net on 72685 is my favorite net. And
Cadiddlehopper?
Yeah, the guy that runs it is from California, Arcadia, California, Roy McFall. And it's a net. It's basically there to help people, especially the mobiles that need help, or to hook up friends like Bruce and I. We always get hooked. We meet there and go off onto another frequency. Or you can just stay on and talk, take your turn.
But where did the name Cadiddlehopper come from?
Well, they got it from Red Skelton. They got permission to use the... Red Skelton had a clown called Cadiddlehopper, and they got permission to use that. And so it's been around for years. 10 or 15 years it's been on the air now, the Cadiddlehoppers. And that's my favorite net. That's the one I really like. And my friend Anne, N6BOP, she does T-shirts and mugs and hats for hams. And she's the one that told me about Cadiddlehopper and got me involved with them. She's a really good friend of mine, and I got mugs and T-shirts for all the engineers that helped me get into ham radio and stuff. And she does a good job. She's been doing that as a business for a long, long time.
Now, when you had your show and you interviewed Stevie Wonder, what kind of impressions did you get from him?
He was very friendly. I was really nervous about asking him because I thought, God, he's this famous guy and he's not going to want a peon like me to interview him. And I was really surprised that when I met him, he said, if you don't mind waiting for me to shake everybody's hand in this room, I'll be glad to do the interview with you. And he goes, did you bring a tape? Did you bring a cassette? Yes, yes, yes. But he was really, in fact, he even kissed me on the cheek and said, thanks. He said I was the best person that ever interviewed him because he said that he didn't like the way sighted people interview him and always say, oh, but you're blind. How do you do it? How do you do it? And he said, you weren't like that. And he said that he said I was about the best person that ever interviewed him in his career because I really just talked about him and his life, and I asked him how he got involved in singing, and he really ran away with the ball and really talked about going to the blind school and everything, and it was really neat because he just took the ball and ran with it, and it was wonderful. He was really friendly and everything. He said he was going to do a play, but I haven't heard about it yet. It was supposed to be by 1990, and I'm sitting there, where is it, Steve?
Well, I thought you could give him a call now and get him to become a ham radio operator.
Yeah, well, that would be nice to do that. It's really hard to... I know that there is... who's that Western singer? Ronnie Millsap is a ham. He's an advanced, and he's a ham operator.
Okay. All right, I need to make one more promotion before we end the show today. I have a new sponsor which I'd like to welcome on to the show, and that is Portofino Restaurante and the owner, John Morello. And John Morello is from Sicily, and I'm telling you, he knows how to cook, and he knows how to give you a deal also. From Italian antipasta or fettuccine alfredo, veal piccata, the best lasagna you've ever tasted, along with many, many other dishes, and fresh fish every single day is available at Portofino Restaurante. It's a family-owned and operated restaurant, and Portofino has been at 6020, that's 6020 59th Avenue and Bell Road in Glendale for over 4 years now. You know, a lot of restaurants come and go, but Portofino has been there for over 4 years and going stronger. And because they're doing so well, they are opening up a Portofino West. In fact, it opens up tomorrow. Tomorrow is the first day for Portofino West, which is going to be at 12851 West Bell Road in Surprise, Arizona. That's 128th Avenue and Bell Road. Now, anybody out there in Surprise, Sun City West, Peoria, those areas, got to go to Portofino West. I've eaten there a couple of times. I've had the lasagna. I've had the eggplant parmesan. I've had the veal dish there. Absolutely fantastic. The prices are right, too. I mean, you know, you get delicious garlic bread with your meal, and as much as you want, and it is very good. Of course, their desserts, I don't know the names of all these desserts that they have, but they're all made fresh by John's wife, and they are just fantastic. And you want more and more. We were there this last week, and my children had one dessert. Lori had a dessert. I had a different dessert, and it was fantastic. Not to mention, of course, the eggplant parmesan was delicious also. The salad, the dressing, everything was good. My dad had some the lentil soup that was the soup of the day, and it was excellent. They had salmon there. That was a fresh fish. The menu is very extensive, and the prices are right. And it's very casual. You can take your children. You can wear shorts, or you can dress up. Beautiful, beautiful restaurants. And again, it's extremely friendly. It's a place I recommend. And if you go to Portofino, you go there, and you mention Len Winkler and KFNN, this show, he will give you, everybody in your party, a free regular beverage with your meal. So you can have free glass of Coke or coffee or tea or milk or whatever you want, free with your meal. So I suggest strongly you go to Portofino, a good sponsor, and the food is right. Now, their phone numbers, you can call 938-1902, 938-1902 for Portofino at 59th Avenue in Bell Road, or 583-1931, 583-1931 for Portofino West. I absolutely recommend you go there. It's a little touch of Italy in Glendale and now in Surprise. You won't be surprised at how the food tastes, because I'm telling you, the food is superb. Go to Portofino West and Portofino. Okay, we have a winner online?
Oh, I hope so.
Okay.
I found the right newsletter.
Okay, Jim, who's the head?
Patrick Tice.
Yay!
With a call sign. He's got a good call sign to go with that. WA0TDA, the totally dedicated amateur.
Just like the high voltage female.
That's right.
Okay. Well, see, it pays to call. Now, I've got 100 free QSL cards courtesy of Jim Stevens, KK7C of Antennas West, for you. And what I'm going to need from you, unless you gave it to my engineer, is the name, address, and the call that you want on your QSL card.
Okay, I've got everything with the call, and I think you've got that someplace.
Well,
down
say
there.
Say it so while he's listening.
Oh, okay, this is KA7BGY.
KA7BGY.
Yes, the Boys, Girls, and Youngsters Station.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling back, Jim, because I know Linda wanted someone to win.
Yeah, I had the wrong newsletter out here, and I had to go back and find the right one.
Well, and I heard that on the 15th of this month, you guys are having a tremendous meeting, so I recommend everybody attend that.
Yeah, it should be quite an interesting one.
Right. Okay. So
I'll let you explain that one.
You'll receive your 100 QSL cards from Antennas West, and I thank Antennas West for donating it.
Okay.
And their phone number is 1-800-926-7373. Usually takes about 2 weeks, Jim, for you to get.
Okay, that's okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jim.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. Well, Linda, we're down to the last couple of minutes. Any last comments you have?
Well, would you like me to give the address of Handy Hams in case anybody wants to write to them or call them?
Absolutely. That's a necessity.
Their address is 3915. That's 3915 Golden Valley Road, Golden Valley, Minnesota, and the zip code is 55422. Let me say that again, 55422. 55422 is the zip code. You can call area code 612-520-0515 or 0513 for Maureen, and 0515 for Sister Alverna, and 0516 for Patrick Ty. So,
okay. Well, I think that's great. I enjoyed having you as a guest. I appreciate you coming on all the way from Salt Lake City, Utah. How's the weather out there today?
Oh, it's yesterday it got up to about 70 degrees, so that was the high for yesterday.
You're in a cold wave. We're 95 over here, so.
Yeah, we only got up to 70 yesterday, and I'm not sure what it is out there today. So.
I thank you, Linda, for being my guest. I want to thank again my sponsors, Wallpaper World, Antennas West, Ken Nichols, and Portofino Restaurante. Be sure and attend the ARRL Southwest Division Convention next week, this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I recommend that everybody gets there, as many people Friday can get there to pick up your registration kits, because it's going to be really jammed there on Saturday. The seminars and everything are just fantastic. Make it a point of being there. We need your support. And keep sending in your QSL cards to me at 4800 North Central, Phoenix, Arizona. I'll see you at the convention. And again, Handy Hams, 3915 Golden Valley in Golden Valley, Minnesota, 55422 or 612-520-0515. Thank you for listening. This is Len Winkler, KB7LPW with 102
You've
Fever.
You've been listening to Ham Radio and More, the program that...